So what's it going to be? Yay or nay?
Let's find out off our AFL editor, Mark Stevens, who hopefully is safely making his way back to Melbourne after a stint on Breakfast with Half this morning down at the Bull. How was it, Stevo?
Yeah, it was pretty fresh and windy. We had a great time at the Whalers last night. Just good to get away, but it's team building, which is nice. Perhaps the guys at the Big V should do a trip, you know, ease any tensions behind the scenes.
Oh, are you suggesting something, Stevo?
Oh, you never know. It's good to get away. I think you and Matty Stewart should go maybe a week in Bali. It suits you two, I reckon. I'm not sure you'd survive, Matty, and keep up, but it'd be good to get away. No, the food was great, company great, and I reckon it's an underrated place, Warrnambool. It's just that 3.5 hours away, but beautiful part of the world, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. I think if Matty Stewart and I went to Bali, I've got a feeling there wouldn't be a great deal of bonding going on. I think we'd just do it very differently, to be honest. So, was there much bonding going on last night at the Bull?
Yeah, there was. It was great. The host, Andrew Bensley, paid for dinner, which was fantastic. Everyone was happy.
Gee, that's a win.
Yeah, so that was a huge win. So that had everybody up and about. So good to talk to a few locals. I caught up with an old mate there, and the flathead was great. We had the fresh flathead. Oh. So it was good to be down by the bay this morning. And just amazing, isn't it? You know, the work they do with the horses down there. Mm. And a lot of the locals about, and we dissected the footy. What did you make of the game? I thought Jeremy Cameron, that was the best game I've ever seen him play.
Wow.
If he doesn't get the 3 votes in the Brownlow in a losing side, then shut up shop.
Yeah.
Joke.
Yeah, he'll be getting the 3 votes, I would have thought, Steve. He was terrific.
No, you watch. It'll probably be a winning team. Turner or Sard or someone.
No, I'm backing the umpires in here. He was sensational last night, Jeremy Cameron, but... Yeah, you know, and so were the Blues. They were sensational as well. Steve, I'm not sure where Geelong's at. I'll get your thoughts on that in a moment. But in terms of where Carlton are heading, they're 1.5 wins now after 2 games to start the year. Where do you see them finishing on the ladder?
We talking Geelong?
No, Carlton.
Oh, Carlton. Look, I think they'll be in the bottom end of the eight. Mm-hmm. They've just got to avoid injuries, obviously. If they get Walsh back in, they'll be doing well. But I think... probably somewhere between 5 and 8.
Hmm. Yeah, probably.
But Geelong, I'm a bit worried about. I just think I think they're missing Joel Selwood. I think just that spiritual leader that's been there that long, the hardness and the nature of him being able to just stem the tide going into the middle, it's just evaporated at Geelong. Patrick Dangerfield hasn't got going at all this year, and I think that's the key factor. Selwood missing and Dangerfield missing in action.
Mm. Oh, you know, I love my post-match press conferences, Steve. I think there's some great nuggets that you can find in those. And I was intrigued listening to Chris Scott on the way up to Melbourne this morning when I was listening back to his press conference. And what I'm just sensing out of Geelong is that it's not complacency, but it's they've got such low expectations on themselves this year. Chris Scott, he seems pretty confident that they can be, you know, at the business end of the season fighting it out. But he's very strong on the fact that they're going to be doing it in a different way to how they did it last year. And that's not a new thing. He's been banging on about that for a while. But there doesn't seem to be a great sense of urgency. And I'm just sensing that they have lowered expectations on themselves, which worries me if they're, you know, bound to win the premiership.
Slow burn. I think if they'd won their first two, we'd be talking completely differently. I, to be honest, don't take a lot of note of what Chris Scott says in the press conferences. I think he's just leading people up the garden path half the time, the media, just the way that he does it. He's pretty clever. I think they'd be disappointed deep down. He said that we've lost a couple of close matches, but really, I mean, Collingwood in the end got hold of them, and they were probably lucky to get that close last night. So,
yeah.
What issues? Now they're bringing up to the Gold Coast. And that's a danger game. The one advantage is, of course, and he would mention this too, it's a 23-game season, which we keep forgetting. So being zip and two, not quite as bad. So we've got an extra game of footy they can play catch-up. But they just seem to have some issues in the middle of the ground, just the midfield at the moment. They just seem to be beaten in there. So I think there are concerns. If Jeremy Cameron hadn't had a night out, they're in all sorts.
Yeah. No, I think there's concerns for sure. Watching them the last 2 weeks... I'm thinking they look like Melbourne last year. And I know Melbourne started the year with a lot of wins, but they weren't going as well as they were the year before. They were just 5 or 10% off, and that's what I'm looking at with Geelong at the moment, Steve. I don't know whether it's a premiership hangover, if you can call it that. But sometimes I just think it's just that difficult to back it up. And if you're 5 or 10% off, it shows, especially at this time of the year when all the other sides are really finely tuned up, ready to go.
Oh, it's definitely. It's very difficult to back it up. And players are a year older. Zach Tui just looked a step off the pace last night. He's been such a good player. They can't do it forever, some of these guys. So, you know, they're hanging in there. Obviously, Tom Stewart's a big out for them, but Carlton had their injuries too, so there's no real excuses. Just the Cats, time's getting on. Guthrie got cut out of the game. Hasn't Ed Curnow been a story? I reckon Mikey would be loving the resurrection of Ed Curnow.
I bet he is too. Yeah, no, he's been sensational, hasn't he? Mikey, we've discussed this at length, haven't we? That I've always, probably the last 2 years, I've said that he's as good as anyone in the competition potential-wise as well.
Are we talking about Ed or Charlie here?
Oh, sorry, I was thinking Ed. Charlie. You said Ed, didn't you, Steve? I was getting mixed up.
Yeah, well,
oh, no, Charlie.
He's playing a shutdown role. Charlie's just making the most of his opportunity. It's just he'll get you, as Mikey sort of says. He can be having an average game and still kick 3 or 4. And that's a sign of a really good player. I mean, there's some players in the comp have a great game and end up with 3 goals, 4. But Charlie just, he's dangerous, isn't he? He looks great. And it was great to see Harry Mackay get up the ground and actually take a few grabs. I still think his kicking's a worry for goal, but gee, he was good late, wasn't he, Mikey, in those, you know, those down-the-line contests. It was almost Max Gorn-like, the match-saving stuff.
Yeah, I was sitting right on that wing where he took those two incredible marks and basically saved the game, won Carlton the game, sorry. And then Lewis Young took a massive mark in inside 50, one-on-one battle, which was tough. But Ed Curnow, I was wrong. I was surprised they offered him another year for this year. I was wrong about him. He was fantastic. He took Cam Guthrie out of the game and he had 26, a goal, and he had 8 tackles, which was the second most in the game. So Ed Curnow, the Curnow brothers, they love kicking goals and they love kicking to each other and they love when each other kicks goals. And it was a good celebration when Ed Curnow kicked that snag. So, yeah, fantastic and a great win. And, yeah, a lot to look forward to as a Carlton supporter.
Great word, snag, isn't it, for a goal?
I love it.
One of the great words. Hey, Steve, I opened this up to the listeners about our multi. I want a safe bet this weekend, and we probably all need some help on this, to be honest, especially you after your performance last week. So 0416 90 50 52, there's a host that are coming through, and I'll read them out in a moment. Just tonight, Steve-O, the Demons and the Lions, I must admit, I was a little bit surprised to see how close they were in the market off what I saw last week and with the ins for the Demons, although I am hearing a few whispers, and I know it was reported last night that Stephen May, he's no certainty to play tonight.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he pulls out. Also, Bailey Fritch has got to be underdone. Really hasn't done much at all for the last 5-6 weeks with a sort of a weird foot injury. So, yeah, I'll be keeping an eye on a late change. I actually think Lions have value tonight. I always back the Lions at the Gabba. I think it's stupid to even consider that they could drop this one. I think they'll beat Melbourne. I've just got a feeling they'll bounce back. Just having been under the blowtorch for a week, as good as Melbourne are, I think there's value. The Lions are about $2.
About even money, yeah. It's about even money, $1.80. Hasn't moved much throughout the week, yeah.
But they need Eric Hipwood, of course, the man on the 7-year deal. I'm not sure how that happened. He needs to really lift. And obviously Joe Danaher, a key, Zorko back in. Interesting, Chris Fragan got a bit prickly yesterday. Ooh. When asked if this was a grudge match. He got really grumpy. He said this is just a normal game. Of course, there was the Petty versus Zorko incident last year where Zorko said some comments and had to apologise. The journos asked Fagan about that and he wasn't too happy. So we like that. I nearly called Petty Tom Petty, but he's a pretty handy player, Petty, actually. He does his role, doesn't he?
Very good player. No, he's a very good player. He'll eventually be the leader in that Demons defence, and he's doing a great job as the sort of third tall at the moment. Just on that, I know Chris Fagan got prickly around the grudge match comment, but the reality is the Brisbane Lions players see it as a grudge match because one of their former teammates in Mitch Robinson came out during the week, Steve-O, and basically said exactly that they think that the Demons think that they're better than the Lions, and there is a little bit of friction there between those two sides.
Yeah, I heard that. And I reckon Mitch Robinson, I know he's in other platforms, I think he's the best pickup that's just come out of the game as a special comment sort of commentator for a long time. He's pretty honest, isn't he? So I'm not sure Brisbane would be too happy with him coming out and saying all these things. But at least he's having a crack. And, yeah, I think there is a lot of sting in this one. So I think we'll watch very early on how things pan out. If Stephen May pulls out, it won't help. But, look, why would you pick against the Lions at the Gabba?
The only reason I would do that is because towards the end of last year, Melbourne played the Lions at the Gabba and they smashed them up there. And I think Melbourne's a better team than what they were at that point of the season. So just only literally going off the evidence in front of me, I think Melbourne should be favourite and should win tonight of what I've seen so far this year. But it's early on. Anything can happen. And, you know, what happens in the coach's box, as Mick McGuan pointed out earlier, Steve-O is going to play a big part tonight as well.
Great man manager. I think he's fantastic. Is he a great coach? Is he a great tactician? I'm not sure. So, you know, we'll wait and see. I think Simon Goodwin's got Melbourne so organised at the moment. So that should be a cracker. But yeah, I think there's some value this round, and we might get to that with the multi later on.
All right. Well, just before we do, Mickey McGuan, his picking, his best bet in the footy this weekend was the Dogs at the Line versus the Saints. So they've got to win by more than 10 points this weekend and get their season rolling. I'm banning you from putting the Dogs in the multi this weekend, Steve-O, but surely they'll be getting the job done against the Saints.
They should. I think Treloar's a big out, though. So their midfield's already a bit thin, so they bring in Riley West and Garcia. But you think if they can start winning the ball out of the middle, they should have way too much class for St Kilda. But St Kilda's defence is pretty good. Battle, Wilkie, these type of guys. But I just can't see the Saints kicking a winning score with that makeshift forward line that they've got. So they should cover that line, I agree. I think 10 points is a pretty generous bet. I'll be getting on that.
All right, we'll be getting to this Mouldy in just a moment. They're on their way to the boxes at Heels. We've had plenty of advice as to what we should be throwing in the Congo, the Place Hornet, get on. And don't forget, I got the Quinella in the Newmarket over Buenos Nobody. That's from John in Highton. Veron Scova says Gowie in Strathmore. Nonconformist, the Place has come through a couple of times here on the text. It's come through multiple times, I think. Nonconformist, the place. So that's certainly something that people are interested in. And what about this one? Two games in. Listen to you guys writing teams off. Who is Mikey? He seems to be the star of the station. That's from Anthony. I'm not sure he was being serious or tongue-in-cheek, but thanks for your input, Anthony.
Thanks, Dad.
He's up and about. After a win, he's starting to sound like John Laws.
Yeah, no, you got to get excited, Steve. As someone else texted through earlier in the program, it's been 28 long years for the Blues supporters, so they're excited. They can see light at the end of the tunnel. And who knows where that light might take them in 2023. Maybe next week we will get him involved, I think, James, because it's just one way to make money. You just tune into the Big V on a Friday and listen to James tip winners down the straight at Healesville. It's quite extraordinary. Mm. He's on fire there today. He's one of the very best in the business. So we'll keep you in tune with what he is selecting in Race 7 coming up in about 20 minutes' time. Steve-O. Righto, let's get to the Big V multi. The apprentice has walked in. Mickey Comerford. Hello, Mick.
Hello, Matty.
You excited?
Yes, I reckon I can go.
Is this the week? We're
going to
turn it around.
Yes, we are.
All right. The apprentice is confident, Steve-O. Can you kick us off with a winner?
Yeah, I think over in Perth, I like West Coast after a week under the blowtorch to beat GWS, who will have a couple of key outs at a hard game last week. They'll be pretty content with where they're at, and they'll run into a rebounding West Coast. They won't win many games this year, but this will be one of them.
Okay, so the Eagles, they won't win many games, you're saying, but they will beat the Giants on a Sunday night there at Optus Stadium. Gee, I like your confidence, Steve-O, and I think Adam Simpson would like your confidence too, because if they can't win on Sunday against the Giants at home, gee, it's going to be a long year for their supporters.
Yeah, I work on the rebound factor or the blowtorch, whatever you want to call it. Mm. So I think they'll just squeeze a win out over there. Remember a couple of concussions, Kelly and Whitfield, tough game last week. GWS travelling, I think the Eagles, what are they, a bit over $2?
Yeah, the apprentice has got the numbers in front of him. He's punched it in. What are the Eagles there on Sunday?
Eagles head-to-head are $2.05.
All right, so $2.05. That goes in the multi. What's your selection this week?
So, this morning Mick Sharkey strolled in, and the off-air Mick Sharkey at the back is a very dangerous man in my eyes. And we were shown some replays, Matty, of this particular galloper, and I saw enough in those York and Goodwood and Haydock replays. This horse was making up some serious ground overseas. It trotted up super next to In the Congo and wasn't really asked to do much. I reckon there's a big watch around this horse, Matty, and that is Substantial, race 10, number 11 at Rosehill. I'm going to go the place. I'm going to play it safe. It's first up here in Australia, $1.70.
All right, so we're going safety. We're just going to take the drum there in Sydney tomorrow, although you've had a big bet yourself, the win. I know that because the shark talked you into it. You just got your phone out straight away and went bang, which I love. All right, I need to lift as well. My form's been ordinary on this multi as well, so I'm going to listen to the people, and there's been multiple people text in that Nonconformist will not miss a hole in the Australian Cup tomorrow. So I'm listening to you guys. Nonconformist will run a place tomorrow at Flemington, and you can get $2.50 for him to do that at the moment. So, Mickey, what does the numbers come, or what does it come up to there, that multi?
That should come to $8.71 with the tab.
All right, that seems a little bit more sensible compared to our 60 and 40 to 1 shots we've been trying our luck on the last couple of weeks. Are you happy with that, Steve-O?
I'm happy with that. Let's roll with it. I think we're a huge chance. So it'll all come down to me, obviously, on Sunday Twilight Footy.
I look forward to that. Hey, Steve-O, you have a wonderful weekend. Safe travels back from Warrnambool. I didn't think you were going to come back. It sounded like you had that much fun down there in the Bull, but hopefully we can get you back down there for the May Racing Carnival. That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, things looking positive for that. It looks like we will be down there. I'm back in Melbourne now, just about to turn onto Punt Road, and I need to wash my car. It's covered in grasshoppers.
Grasshoppers?
Yeah, I'm not used to driving in the bush. Big grasshoppers everywhere. Well, locusts, whatever you call them.
That'll be good for you. So you'll be washing the car yourself, I assume?
No, I'll be going to a little man on Punt Road who does it for me. So all good, guys.
Oh, Steve-O's got the yearly subscription. $500 for the year, unlimited car wash.
Of course he does. Hey, Steve-O.
Yeah, good value.
Yeah, I bet it is. I love your work. You have a wonderful weekend, and we will chat on Monday.
Thanks, guys.